This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
A 9-year-old vanishes. Her mother rents a car, drives halfway across the country, and comes home alone. No one's seen the girl since. No arrests, no clear answers, just a wig, a road trip, and silence. Jennifer Coffendaff for joining me this afternoon. She's worked federal missing child and abduction cases. She knows how these disappearances really unfold behind the scenes. And this is another one of these cases where we have the missing child and the mom saying, nothing, I'm not going to cooperate. We've seen far too many of these, and they don't tend to end well. Let's start with what we know for sure. Melody Buzzard, 9 years old, reported missing October 14th in Lompoc, California. But the last confirmation image is from October 7th at a car rental counter with her mother, Ashley Buzzard, wearing a hood and what investigators are calling a wig. Ashley then rented a white Chevy Malibu, drove about 1,500 miles towards Nebraska, and returned alone on October 10th. And that is the last physical trace. The school finally noticed that they hadn't seen her in a few months. Maybe we should do something. And that's when the sheriff and the FBI got involved. Before we go into the theories of what's going on here, Jen, from your experience, when you see a gap like this, months of absence before anyone even files a report, what does that tell you about the system failure and the timeline reconstruction of what we're looking at here in this case?
Well, I think, Tony, you have that, what you laid out so well, but we need to add on to it. And that is serious mental health issues, as reported by the family, to the degree that an uncle actually cared for her back in 2000. Also, CPS being involved with her situation and, in fact, contacting the maternal grandmother, the maternal grandmother going to the house, being appalled at what she saw, this squalor combined with rotten food, believing that actually Melody was being fed this gross rotten food. We all know what comes with rotten food, bugs, roaches, rats, and so on and so forth. So it was a horrible situation. And unfortunately, that's about 2 years ago. Add that all up, and it is a recipe for an individual that could have harmed this child.
It's another one. See something, say something. Something was said. People saw, even CPS saw. And somehow our system still said, you know what? Ashley's the best place for this little girl. Why?
Yeah. You know, we keep seeing so many cases. Oakley Carlson fell through the, you know, the loop. If you look at, obviously, Harmony Montgomery, what happened to her? But you know what this case reminds me of is Gabby Petito takes off cross country with an individual who obviously now we know was unhinged, was unstable, and returns with a van without Gabby Petito. And you know what it took to solve that case? The public. This is a case that I just hope can continue to be out there in front of the public, because I think it's going to take their help. We know she took this circuitous route, which reminds me of Brian Koberger. What did he do? Decided to go back to Pennsylvania, take a wonky route, which I think he got rid of evidence likely. Why did she choose to go back to Kansas? And do you know how long of a trip it is to California, by the way?
Yeah, 1,500 miles.
If she drove 70 miles an hour, it would take her 20 hours. And that's without stopping, getting gas, without anything. That's the math on it. It's almost impossible to do what she did.
Why? And this is, I think, the big question. I mean, it's what ran through my mind. It's what I think is running through a lot of people's mind. It ran through my mind. It reminds me of Lori Vallow Daybell in a lot of ways, too, of the police are coming to ask, where are your kids? In the Daybell case, you had the Woodcock saying, hey, there's something wrong here. We can't find our grandchildren. She's not providing us any information. There is something seriously wrong here. And it was just a knock on the door. Where are they? Oh, they're watching Frozen. Okay, bye. And that was it. Here, this is even more disturbing, because we have even more evidence of there's a lot of problems here, even more evidence than we had in Daybell land, that there's something not right going on here in the home of this woman. And she's still a free woman as of right now. Why is mom not arrested? Why is mom not in custody? Why is mom not in some sort of police chamber being questioned until she says where the hell her daughter is at? How can she just walk away and be like, well, she's somewhere else. She's fine. And then they have to walk away and believe it.
I'm going to draw another analogy here. And that's the laundry parents. They never spoke. Law enforcement knocked at their door. Law enforcement served warrants. They never, to this day, talked to law enforcement. The only reason we know that they knew he killed her was because of civil depositions. But it was always believed, right? I mean, her van was parked in their driveway. Point being is law enforcement cannot make you cooperate. Right now, they don't have a body. They don't have any information. And that's what she's done. She's playing the system perfectly.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not mad at law enforcement. I know they are doing their job based on the parameters they are able to do their job within, the tools that they have. This is a broken system problem, isn't it? This is not a law enforcement, we're not doing our job problem. This is a, I'm sure there's officers sitting there that would love to go take this woman and do whatever they need to make her talk, but they can't. Why do we have this system? Why does this protect people this way, that clearly they have information and it's rather important and timely that they talk for the well-being of a child?
Well, and therein lies to me the big point about this case, Tony. Why wouldn't any mother be helping law enforcement if something tragic had happened outside of you being involved? So the very fact that she's not discussing and not trying to help find her daughter tells me she knows damn good and well where her daughter is. She knows exactly what happened to her, and it's something she doesn't want law enforcement to know, which is really bleak.
So what are they having to wait on before they can make an arrest and further try and compel her to talk? I mean, to get her questioned, to do something. Do they have to find evidence that she has lied to them about her story in some way, shape, or form? Do they have to find the body of Melody to go and make the arrest? What is it going to take? Because right now, obviously, we're way past the initial critical hours here. What is it going to take to get at this woman and force her in some way, shape, or form to say something, to do something? My mind is blown every time this happens, because in my mind I'm thinking, if I were to go drive my daughter across the country and just not come back with her, and everybody's like, where is she? She's fine. I would think I would be arrested right away. Apparently that is not how our system works.
No, it's not how the system works. Look, on 10/15, they did a search warrant at the residence. To me, they did not find anything that would lead them to the ability of being able to arrest, obviously, because she's free. So what does this mean? The FBI is involved now, and there's multiple states involved. So you have AO leads being cut right and left, tracking that credit card that we know she used to rent the car. Maybe bank cards are involved. She doesn't have social media that I've seen. And then you have the digital possible footprint of her phone. That's all you have to work with. But we know law enforcement is on it because they identified the securest route back home through Kansas, which made it even longer. I mean, the woman almost could not have slept to make it work out when you look at when you divide the time by the miles. It's almost impossible to do what she did. So why did she do it and return without her? Tony, three possibilities. One, there's somebody she knows that family just doesn't know was there, and she left her with that child, and that person doesn't know she's missing. That can happen. Mm-hmm. Number two, she sold the child. This was by Melody's half-sister, who's in her 30s, who was trying to get custody at some point and wasn't able to. And then number three, obviously far worse. That's something that it's a Letitia Stout situation. You know, bludgeon your stepchild to death and then drive him to Florida, put him in a suitcase, and throw him in a creek. So that's where we're at in this case. Best case scenario, she is with an unknown person known only to them somewhere in Nebraska or in Kansas. But I don't know. I don't like how this case feels at all. And what's big too is that just last week, she tried to rent a car again, twice. Why? I don't think it's because she's taking off as a fugitive. She's doing fine just sitting there not having law enforcement come get her. It's because she wants to go where Melody is. So that does give me some hope that she's alive, unless she just wanted to go and move her.
Yeah. I mean, all these scenarios run through one's mind of, you know, is this a scenario where she killed the daughter and wanted to go dump the body, like you were talking about in that other case, go dump the body in a suitcase in a lake, and it's just go very far away. I'm not going to dump the body in my backyard. I'm going to go really, really far away for whatever reason, because she thinks that will be less suspicious.
You're a police officer and an ATF agent. Yeah. And it's a brilliant thing to kill somebody and throw them in your front yard. Sorry, I digress.
Last place anyone's really going to be looking. But or the trafficking situation. And that's where they did the search on the home. I'm assuming they would be at this point looking at her digital devices, looking at anything like that to see who has she been in communication with? What have those communications been, if we're talking about a trafficking sort of situation of her own daughter?
Yeah, you know, her mother, who again hadn't seen the child for approximately 2 years to her best recollection, so this is the grandma, she said that her daughter was so unwell, huge mental health crisis going on. And as you said in the open, somehow CPS thinks this is the best place for little Melody. When you put all of this together, It just begs the question, what was she doing disguising her? Why did she have this wig on? And that's per law enforcement. Remember, they have way better digital enhancements that we're looking at. Why? What was this little girl doing? There's another picture of her with this big purse. Nine-year-olds typically don't carry around purses. Is she going through some, you know, mental imagination that they're on some sort of, you know, trip together? It's weird.
I mean, it really is. I mean, and who knows? I mean, and when you try to piece this stuff together, we're piecing it through the prism of sensibility. If this person is so mentally unwell, there may not be a lot of reason or rhyme or reason for half of the choices being made. Going through Kansas might have just been, let's go through Kansas. There might not be a lot of real thinking behind some of these choices, but clearly there was some reason, some thought process to drive this girl all the way to where she did. And wherever she dropped her off, we don't know the answer to that. We don't know that the stopping point, that the end point, which is what, Nebraska, if that was the end point where little Melody was dropped off. I mean, she could have been really anywhere along that route to be dropped off for whatever the hell she was doing. So really any of these locations, anywhere where this car went, is really areas that people need to be on the lookout if this child is still alive.
Absolutely. And law enforcement is going to look at long stops. Where did she fall off, either with the information from the vehicle? This was a late model Malibu, so certainly there'll be some GPS capability, and her phone. You know, where does that track to? We know it's tracking because law enforcement knows she went through Kansas. So they're going to look at these long stops in isolated area, hoping that somehow, total needle in the haystack, they can find Melody.
I mean, let's talk about that surveillance image that we were just talking about. And I know we were just looking at it too, that nine-year-old disguised. Why disguise a child? What kind of intent, as a former FBI agent, does that tell you of what may have been going on in this mother's mind?
Well, there's a couple of things. When you look at the mental health crisis that she was in, at least according to family, if that's accurate, this could be literally some sort of, you know, game or charade or something that she's going and doing with this girl. In other words, she could, in her mind, think she needs to hide her from, you know, Chinese people who are going to kill her. I'm just grabbing something out of the air. But you know what I mean? When you're in a mental health crisis, anybody could be the people that are after her. And so she be hiding them from them. Or if it's more logical, which I would lean toward, is she doesn't want anybody to see her. She's kept her more or less completely contained without any involvement from the community, from her school. Remember, she was homeschooled, but they were tracking sort of, you know, you had to check in, which thank goodness California has that. So many people, you don't have to check in. You can. And how many cases are there where people are homeschooled only to be abused, neglected? You know, they're not getting homeschooled. The parents are just too lazy to take care of them, and so they stay at home.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's and one of the crazy thing that made me think about this when I heard that she was being homeschooled. The fact that nobody was noticing any of this, the numbers out of California are quite stunning. Just, I mean, out of LA Unified alone, the numbers after COVID of the children who returned versus the ones who were enrolled that are seem to be just kind of gone out into the ether and have never come back are quite stunning. It's like, where did these children exactly go to? But there's not enough resources to track all of this down or get answers to any of these questions. At some point, when you have a system so broken, a system like this, where you literally have, many kids don't have an extended family when one of the family members is nuts and putting their kids in a very dangerous situation, that are there to step up and say, we got to get this kid over here. This child is not safe. I want to adopt her. I want to get her out of this home. That are screaming and begging, please, we want to take this kid in. A lot of those kids are in family extended situations where the extended family is just as bad as the situation that kid is in. This is not that. And the system still said, this kid stays with her. At what point are we going to look at the system and go, is the system involved in trafficking too? Because why the hell else are we not putting any sort of resources or priorities in our country on this extremely broken system that we talk about every week at least one time? At some point, it just becomes complicit. It becomes the enabler of horrible human beings being able to traffic children because the system can barely get out of bed in the morning and do its job because it's not staffed. It's not, there's no resources. And the tracking capabilities seem to be slim to nil. This is, I don't know. At some point we have to look at the system.
Well, I agree with you on the system, but I also say that the family unit has got to be involved with these kids.
Yeah. How sure.
Does grandma, I'm sorry to, you know, I don't look, we don't know how this is going to turn out, but how in the world does a grandmother not have any involvement with their child and their child's child, knowing all of this is going on for, by her own admissions, about 2 years? How does that happen? How does the paternal side of the family, who, you know, they lost a son, you know, on a tragic motorcycle accident, but how do you just not have any involvement with your grandchild? To their, you know, credit, the mother, according to them, would not allow visitation. And that's why it falls back, as you said, to the protectorate. And that should be child protective services organizations. That's what they need to be doing. And when they see somebody in squalor with no edible food, in these deplorable situations, they need to take them for an extended amount of time until that family member can prove that they've upgraded their system. I mean, look at Mrs. Doubtfire. You know, geez, what's going on? The system is so, so very broken.
And we don't seem, this is never a campaign issue. This is never something that we see. We're going to fix the child protective system. No, it's usually a bunch of bullshit. Why do you think this is? That this is something that never seems to be on the top of anyone's mind or radar when it is so broken and it affects so many people and is the cause, at the end of the day, of those who survive it, of creating very, very broken human beings. This seems like a no-brainer. It's within our control to do better here. Instead, it seems to enable predatory behavior. It enables mentally ill parents to continue to have their children and inflict whatever the hell they want on them, carte blanche, even when you have family that's saying, this is not a good situation. It's so maddening.
Yeah, and so many victim advocates have been pointing out, why are our children not a top priority instead of a bottom feeding priority? First of all, they can't vote. Mm-hmm. So, and second of all, it's also been somewhat taboo to get in people's bedrooms and in their homes, right? You know, corporal punishment versus no corporal punishment versus, you know, nobody wants the government dictating how you raise a child. But the issue is, this is way beyond how you raise a child. This is abuse of children. This is malnourishment of children, horrible treatment of children, not allowing them to get educated and become adults that can contribute. I mean, God knows what hell this world's been through.
Yeah. At what point here does this change from search to investigation? I mean, and at what point can they do something to try and compel the mother to be cooperative? I know she's non-cooperative right now, but what can the FBI do to put pressure on her to do something rather than just sit at home and watch Maury Povich reruns all day?
Well, let's be clear. Right now, as you mentioned earlier, you could take your daughter and you could drive her to Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And you could have her stay with a friend of yours. And there is nothing the government can do. You have full authority to make decisions like that. She's supposed to be in school, as is Melody. And that's about the only violation I can see here is some sort of truancy charge at this point. Honestly,
it assumes everyone is going to always be acting in the best interest of the child. And if they have to get involved, clearly someone's not acting in the best interest of the child. But we don't seem to have any levers to pull when we get into that situation. It's just like, well, we know that this is really bad and weird, but we don't know that she's dead. We don't know where she is, but we still can't do anything about it. It just seems like self-imposed paralysis.
Well, the perfect example that mimics this case is the Harmony Montgomery case, right?
Yeah.
For 2 years, that child, nobody knew where she was. Mm-hmm. Dad's living in a car, a career criminal, drug addict. And what did it take in that case to get charges against him specifically for murder, even though they still have no body, by the way?
Yeah. It took
the accomplice coming forward. And I always said that was such a deal with the devil, because she is a sick human also, mm-hmm. for allowing it to happen and not reporting on it. But sadly, in so many of these cases, that's what it takes, is one flipping on the other.
Essentially, as long as you make your child completely disappear and there's no signs of them whatsoever, you can just say indefinitely, basically where our system works, they're fine, they're somewhere else. Where are they? I don't have to tell you.
Oh, there's case after case.
You don't have to do it. Like, that's all you have to do. That's pretty fucked up. And these people seem to know it.
Yeah, they do seem to know it. And they know not to talk. And, you know, as I said at the beginning, this is a Gabby Petito case, meaning the public has got to be educated about this case. We need to blow this up on all platforms so that somebody, like what happened in Gabby Petito, looks at the van and says, oh, wait a minute, I saw that van parked there, and goes through their film and finds where it is. Other than that, Gabby Petito would have never been found. I assure you, in the vastness of the Grand Tetons, probably not. And that's what you have here, a similar case. You've got 3,000 plus miles, right? She goes there and she comes back. That, you know, it's a complete needle in the haystack right now, especially if she knew what to do, which is turn off her phone and not be tracked well.
It's it is mind-blowing that there is this kind of a loophole that no one seems to want to close. The question that comes to my mind is, why does no one want to close it? In a bigger picture, not just this case, all of these cases, why does no one want this loophole closed?
Well, it's the lack of consideration, I think, for children. And it's heartbreaking. I tell you, as an FBI agent, the cases I absolutely hated to work were cases involving children. I worked, but it broke my heart. It's something I brought home with me. It's something that affects you for the rest of your life, because you can't unsee it. You can't unsee the abuse they suffer. You can't unsee the squalor homes. And yet, you know, time after time, nothing's done.
Now, I mean, and that's, you have some where they die at the hands of their parents, like the Daybells and things of that nature. And some you have it where these kids just get trafficked out. And that's the other really sick, horrible part of this. And that's where I'm wondering, maybe that's the answer to the question. That's why the loopholes don't get closed, because there's people in power. We've all seen it. It's not crazy. The Epstein tapes are real, and all these people are real that get into this sort of stuff, and they need to feed off of something, and they're only going to get their feed if you have these situations where you have parents or you have monsters that have their hands on these children and are able to traffic them to the people who want to feed on them. And if your system allows it to happen, and they're people high up in the system don't want any of that changed, nothing's going to be changed. Again, I feel the system at a higher level doesn't want any of this change, because if it did, it wouldn't make it as easy as it is to traffic a child wherever the hell one would want to take them. And clearly, this is a huge loophole that has been exercised many a times and maybe is being exercised again in this case. We just don't know yet.
Well, where change starts is right here. And yeah. that is magnifying this situation and getting people angry and getting yeah. people to hopefully make changes. And it's got to start with CPS. They need to be paid more. There needs to be more of them. They need to be better trained and educated. And they need to err on the side of the child, not on the side of keeping the child with their biological, especially yeah. their biological is either cuckoo or their biological is dangerous. They need to get out of there, period.
And CPS systems vary from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. And so everyone has different rules, different protocols, different this, different that. So it's one of those things where I'd love to say there needs to be an investigation into CPS, but you're talking individual investigations into all these different tentacles of it in every different area. But I feel like that needs to be done. Number one, not only just to like figure out how to make this thing function, because it's not functioning, but number two, see what the hell is going on. Why is it functioning so poorly? Yes, we all know it's poorly funded. It's not well staffed. There are lovely people in CPS that are trying to do the best that they can, and they usually get burned out in a couple of years because their hearts are broken and they can't stand the insane system that it is. But again, we do nothing about any of this. It's just, well, let this fester out here and rot in the sun and hope that it gets better someday. I feel like there's rotting with a purpose going on in many places because people are using it as a breeding ground to get what they want, and that's children. It's monsters getting children, and the system does not protect the people they're supposed to protect. It almost enables predators in some cases.
Let me go one step further, Tony. Why isn't our CPS situation federally managed and maintained? We're saving all this money because of DOGE and everything else. Why don't we put this toward our CPS and make it a federal program? That way it's all even what state you go to. There's more money for salaries and things like that. And I think it would be the perfect avenue for federal authorities to get involved in. I don't see anything changing unless that happens.
Yeah. No, I mean, we want to imagine if there was a massive initiative of a group that was to go in and figure out what the hell's going on here and to go after child predators and to go after all of these problems that we know exist in our country and trying to find out where these kids are, figure out what's broken, and we used our resources to do so. Wouldn't that be amazing? We clearly have the resources to do so. We see all sorts of crazy projects that are going on right now where we're going after innocent human beings with people who couldn't cut it as a mall cop, and now we give them guns to go do whatever the fuck they want to do. Imagine if we use that energy and those resources for this, for protecting our own children. What a lovely concept, America. Wouldn't that be amazing? We need to do it.
And it's been going on forever. Milk yes. carton kids. Remember when we were young and yeah. every time I would open that milk at school?
Yeah.
Who's on the milk carton today? Because it was always yeah. a different kid. I mean, yeah. it's going on forever. And I don't know that any inroads have been made that I know of.
It feels like it's very systematic and it's working. The system is working the way it's designed. And more people need to be outraged because it's insane. Anybody who knows anything about anything in this case, if you recognize the girl, if you think you see the girl, if you think you've seen the mom, if you think you saw her at a gas station, whatever, anything you may possibly recognize of these, of this mother monster and this poor little girl, 1-800-CALL-FBI, 1-800-CALL-FBI, and I don't want to know how this is going to end. I think we know how it probably will, but doesn't mean don't pick up that phone and call if you know anything about this case. Melody Buzzard is her name. Jennifer Coffendaffer, as always, thank you for coming on and giving us your insight into this.
Thank you.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.